August 12th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In God we trust," has been a promise on the currency of this nation all along. Now is the hour when this trust must bear fruit. Nefarious agendas are afoot to usher in liberal leaders. If such a movement succeeds, many freedoms will be lost. While I honor free will, I now seek to direct free will away from certain dangers. The only way this president can be removed from office is through a dishonest election. That is not from me. It is Satan's plan. The voting process, which has been in place all these years, has been carefully guarded and respected. This process must not be changed. Mail-in ballots lend themselves to dishonesty. The honest, down-to-earth people would never consider this as an alternative. I am asking you to pray that this fraudulent plan is exposed for what it is. Your freedom is at stake. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.